We're sending more help to Ukraine, of course. We'll now help train Ukrainian soldiers in using a type of howitzer. 30 personnel going to be deployed to the UK. These are the L119 light gun training. Anyway, not many countries use the gun, and our training team has been requested. Anyway, former Defence Minister Ron Mark, he's been on the ground in Ukraine, of course, and he's with us. Morning.
Morning, Mike.
So I followed with a great deal of interest over these last couple of weeks your contribution in the war zone. Is it worth it?
Yeah, well, for me personally, Mike, because, you know, I've been in touch with people over there who are desperately trying to, you know, bring some aid and support and assistance to ordinary Ukrainian citizens in their time of need. And the two things that they'd asked me to do, I failed because I couldn't convince people to work with me or help. And so I thought that the best way, really, the only way you understand what's going on is go and see it and talk to people, talk to Ukrainians and get involved. And I always believe that, you know, once you're better informed, you're in a better position to put a case to argue a situation and to maybe have a stronger chance of convincing people to do more, you know.
What do you make of our contribution? Early on, it was a lot of aid and blankets and money for Red Cross and stuff, all of which is fine, but we finally got across the line on military assistance. Should we be doing more?
Well, look, it's interesting because I also read a little article. I mean, clearly, I think this government's had some pretty clear wins and some stern messages. I know that the Prime Minister's staff have been trying to organise her visit to the United States. I know that there are people over there that weren't particularly interested in meeting because on top of the list for them is the war in Ukraine, because we're talking about, you know, the safety, security, prosperity of the entire European community, and from that, the world. And if anyone doesn't get that, no one's going to be interested in talking free trade agreements, be that US, Britain, or the EU. And with New Zealand's reluctance, there was a clear message being sent back to New Zealand. So it didn't. You know, I'm very pleased at this sort of last announcement to provide gunners to train their gunners, their artillerymen, and that'll be very useful. But it will always be seen as having come a little bit late, and will always be seen as having come after some pressure. It will always be seen as not being their first option. I get really frustrated with the humanitarian aid thing, because, you know, all the money that I raised this question with Nanaya's office and her people, and there's some good people in there, and they try hard, but they're stuck in the old ways, and they all think the Red Cross and they all think the UN are doing wonderfully. I didn't see one UN or Red Cross person, and we went from north to south, east to west. We had people at Mariupol, we had people at Kyiv. Well, I was up on the outskirts of Bucha. We went through Bucha, but we were north of that. And we didn't see any UN people. The only UN facility we saw, Mike, was a UNICEF office on the border, on the Ukraine side of the border, and it was closed, not manned, and there is a really flash marquee, let me tell you. It's got wooden floors and glass sliding doors, and padlocked shut, and all this wonderful furniture inside it, but no one there. And when we came out, again, no one there. And yet on the other side of the border, all of the privately funded, faith-based NGOs were all there, lights on, fully staffed, cooking food, handing out parcels, doing anything and everything they could for anyone crossing the border. And it was wonderful. And some of those private NGOs teamed up with us and provided stores, food and support to us that we could pass on to the Ukrainian people. And what I'm trying to do is, with TCS, we're trying to establish a greater coalition. Now, none of us have funded. I did get advice from the government to approach the UN, get GCS to approach the UN and put a bid. Apparently, it's a $300 million fund sitting there that they can hand out to small NGOs. The first question you get asked is, have you ever had money from us before? And when you answer no, you go into a sale queue. And there you sit. I reckon the war will be over in Ukraine before we see any money out of the UN.
Ron, appreciate your update, and we'll get you on again and talk some more. Ron Mark, former Defence Minister. What a fascinating insight, isn't it?